Frequency International, broadcasting on 244 metres, which is 1230 kilocycles in the medium wave band. In shortwave, the 49 metre band, 6.2 megacycles. And in VHF FM, channel 50, 102 megacycles, making it the sound of Europe and the sound of the world. Now, coming up to the Bulova time check, the exact time by Bulova is now exactly 3 o'clock. Bulova, who invented Accutron, the electronic tuning fork watch. Coming up now to the latest pop news with Alan West. And yours truly. So if you're ready, Alan, here we go. It's 3 o'clock on a Sunday afternoon, and that means pop news with Andy Archer and Alan West. Here he is. And also we start off, a new site for the Isle of Wight Pop Festival this year is overlooking Lord Tennyson's farm. The lineup for the festival, to be held on August Bank Holiday Monday: Chicago, Family, Taste, James Taylor, Arrival, The Doors, Joni Mitchell, The Who, Sly and the Family Stone, Catmother, The Free, John Sebastian, the first live appearance of Emerson, Lake and Palmer, Mungo Jerry, Spirit, Jimi Hendrix Experience, Joan Baez, Leonard Cohen, Richie Havens, Moody Blues, The Pentangle, Good News, and other artists are being negotiated for. Although the festival is on for this year, its future is in doubt. Complaints have been made by residential associations and by the National Farmers Union.
Ex-Monkey Mike Nesmith is to make his first British tour since splitting with the group. Having formed a new group, Michael Nesmith and the First National Band, he arrives in Britain September 17 and stays until October the 10th. 10 dates already set, including London, Birmingham, Liverpool and Manchester.
Big Yellow Taxi Girl Joni Mitchell could be making her first British TV appearance this autumn in her own series. Joni is also booked to appear at the Isle of Wight Festival.
Neanderthal group Hotlegs will not be making any live appearances. This surprise announcement comes from manager Rick Dixon. The group is very busy, he says. Doing what?
Stevie Winwood, with newly formed Traffic, has invited ex-Blind Faith man Rick Gretsch to play with the group. Following his successful appearance in The Hague last week, Traffic are now touring the continent.
Agency Subway thinks they've signed the first heavy group which incorporates humour. Hackensack take off Jimmy Page and Eric Clapton.
Tony Joe White appears in Britain on August the 24th for the Isle of Wight Pop Festival and to tape appearances for radio and TV. His next single, Save Your Sugar for Me, is released on August the 21st.
Canned Heat, as well as a tour of Britain beginning September 21, are to play the next Free Hyde Park concert on September the 12th, possibly sharing the stage with Eric Burden and John Sebastian.
Fiery raver Arthur Brown was arrested and charged with indecent exposure after his performance in Palomino, Sicily, music festival last week. He was jailed for pending trial. Alan?
That's it from Radio North Sea Pop News Desk for this week, and just before we go, the question of the week. Who is John Ravenscroft? Answers, please, on postcards only to Disco Music Echo, Fleet Street, London, EC4.
Thank you, Alan. That's just about it from the pop news. We'll be back next week at 3 o'clock. Time now for the Beatles show with David Gregory.